It's just a matter of time. He has spoken many things to you. He has spoken many promises to you. And it's just a matter of time that he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
If you just trust him, he's going to do it. You know, the wedding was my brother said he knew it was going to be good, but he didn't know it was going to be up off the top. And so, and I was telling God, I said, Lord, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Even today, I'm still so happy because I saw the mighty hand of God in such a way I've never seen his hands before. And he let me be right there in the intricate, putting it completely together. And he let me see the details of how he can put something together if you just let it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when he tell you something, he said to me, it's just a matter of time. Just trust me, and I'll do it the way I want to do it. And when he do something, because he is the King of glory, he does a grand work.
Amen.
It's exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever ask or think.
Yeah.
That's how he works. That's his mighty hand on our behalf.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen? So he said, just a matter of time.
Uh-huh.
Now, 14 years ago, well, no, it has been more now, but here on my notes it said 14 years ago, and I think this lesson is about maybe 4 years old. So we're going to say, what's 14 for you? 18 years ago, I had an encounter with Jesus. And he took me to the bathroom. And he handed me a watch. And he said, by the time you know it, it will be time. And also he reminded me in this encounter that my son was sitting and fixing his own thing. Trying to do his own thing. But he told me, he says, just a matter of time. Now in the bathroom can represent a place of cleansing. You know, when we go to the bathroom, we go to dump, we go to urinate, we go to wash. We go to prep up. We go to decorate ourselves. We go to the bathroom to do a lot of different things. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so in the bathroom, when he took me there, it was to cleanse at the main time.
Amen.
And sometimes you can have picked up stuff in your life that was not according to his will and his plan and his purpose for your life. You can pick up behaviors and characteristics of other people that he didn't intend for you to pick up as you were going about. You know, like you see our children, where children go to daycare, and if your child go to daycare and you know your child is always responding a certain way, but they get used to being around some other children, then they start picking up those characteristics. And you be like, I didn't teach you that. But they picked up something along the way.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with God. We can pick up some things along the way. And God is ready to cleanse us and get us back in right position. Well, he's already started the process, but it's just knowing that he's saying, it's just a matter of time. I'm going to bring to pass what I told you I'm going to do. So don't worry about it. Just wait on me and trust me. Amen? Isaiah 1:16 says, regarding the bathroom, wash and make yourself clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight and stop doing wrong. Isaiah 1:16. Wash yourself clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight and stop doing wrong. You know, I was laughing from yesterday. Tanya's brother called and we was talking about iniquities and transgressions. And I broke down the details of what iniquities was and what transgressions was. And Tanya's brother says, who was the associate, something like that, a colleague that you were with? She was whopping all over my head. From all the, you know, stop it. like I always put pictures, you know, I'm just a picture person. So I got my clock there, and then I have my little bathtub there. And now we can enjoy washing. In those times of washing, you can enjoy yourself. Just like when we come here for prayer meeting, we enjoy ourselves. And that's a time of washing too. We enjoy our time with the Lord. So what I understand about the vision was that I had taken in a lot. And you can look at the ways you were raised, or again, what you've learned from people in general that was not of God. And you can, and in this, you know, God can have a plan and a purpose for you to do something, but you're not ready to go forward because you need to be cleansed. You need to be washed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So make sure you find out. Let me see here. Make sure that you stay connected to people. Do not disconnect. Stay connected. Do not disconnect. Because when you disconnect, the enemy is going to try to pounce on you. And then that is not the plan of God. But stay connected to the people you know and that love you. Now, you guys, I told you before that my sister-in-law, I didn't tell y'all this before, but I told you about how somebody responded on how the way Erica take care of people in the nursing home. Because they saw her, she's always bubbly and she's going through there. She's cleaning people up. She's doing the extra mile. And the people look, the senior sisters look for her. I'm so glad you're here today. Because they know they're going to be taken care of. One lady told her that. She said, "Ooh, you're here today, so I know I'm going to be taken care of today." And so she goes in there and she does extra things to bless them and make them feel good. And so some of the co-workers dislike her character of being genuine and loving. "Oh, that ain't real, that's fake. She ain't for real." And a lot of people don't think that this love that we exhibit is real, but it is real. All they gotta do is be around us a little while longer, then they'll come and find out, you know what? This is really real. Well, my sister-in-law said about Miss Kim. Y'all, and I've told you about how Miss Kim and Arvell and them and how they greet their neighbors. One time I heard about the time when a neighbor moved in from out of town and they took them a meal. If I'm not mistaken, she had prepared a whole meal for them and then went and knocked on the door. "We're here to feed you." I'm just putting it out there like that, but I don't know exactly if it went that way. But they go and they will greet their neighbors and they're not expecting that. And can you see somebody open the door and say, "Is this for real?" You know? But this love walk that we're walking in, people need to experience that it is for real. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So again, my sister-in-law says about Miss Kim, she says, "Oh my goodness. I will never forget Miss Kim. She is so genuine, and I see it. And the way she embraced me was so blessed." And she was just going on and on about Miss Kim. And it just blessed her to know, you know what, this is real. Okay, I need to, okay, how do I get in the church? I gotta get in, she said, "I'm gonna jump in the church, and I'm gonna tell them, what do I need to do?" Because she's ready to bless other people. Because she see it. And she's taking it off where she's going. And it's like she's using what she experienced here in Door of Hope. She experienced beauty. She loved the cake. The Lord. She loved the cake. She didn't get to meet you, but she met you through that cake. She loved the cake. And so, each one of y'all sold into them, and like my brother said, it was off the top. He knew it was gonna be good, but it was off the top. And then Miss Linda, now she's a photographer.
Yeah.
And her work is, you know, photographers, you usually get your stuff back maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks later. Well, she texted me, and I wasn't expecting no text. She texted me on the day of the wedding. "I'm done. I'm gonna drop it off." I said, "What?" She came by and brought their pictures, their stuff.
Linda.
the people.
Yeah.
You know, and it blessed them. They were able to take that home with them. They don't have to call back and say, well, do you know when she's going to be done? Nope, they don't have to do none of that. You know? And then to see her walk in with the dress on, and she walks in, and I start bust out crying. And I'm looking at, she's so beautiful, mama too. And Linda too, and Linda's trying to take pictures. And you know, this precious lady said she thought God had forgotten about her. She said, but within the time span that she's been waiting on the Lord, she said, it was worth the wait.
Tell us about the shout.
Yeah, she said, yes, I will. She said, it was worth the wait. I wouldn't change a thing. So, what did God say? It's just a matter of time.
Amen.
Just trust him. Amen.
Amen.
So, the highlight of the wedding was her praise unto God.
Yeah.
She broke loose. Do you know, looking at the pictures, nobody never sat down.
No.
During the whole ceremony.
Yeah.
Not one person sat down. Don't you usually just sit down?
Yeah.
Nobody sat down. They stood the whole time that I was doing the ceremony.
Yeah.
You know? So wasn't there something captivating about that moment? The King of Glory was up in here.
Oh yeah.
That was captivating. It wasn't in our mind to sit down. We're there with expectation too. We wanted whatever God's doing in this marriage, we want it for us too. And we stood before him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's just a matter of time. Huh? You
ready? I said, yay.
Yay. Next.
Yeah, right.
Next, so what do we have to do? I have a lady here and she's jogging. Now, whenever you're running, and if you're on an assignment to run, you gotta be steadfast in it. You gotta keep going. You can't stop and say, I'm gonna sit down. Now, if y'all leave it up to me, I will. I'm sitting down. But what God would have us to do is to be steadfast in our worship unto him, in our commitment to him, in our relationship, in our intimacy with him. We got to be steadfast. We can't sit down because, well, ain't nothing happening. I'm just going to go and do me. No. God wants us to be committed and steadfast unto him. Steadfast. That means don't stop. What he's going to do, what he has promised you, he will do it. He will bring it to pass. And we have all been sitting here waiting on promises. I have a binder right here with promises in it. And what do I say, God? You say it. You say it. If sickness tries to come against my body, you say it in Psalms 91. When I call on you, you will answer me. And you will help me. And you will satisfy me with long life.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Amen.
And I'm going to remind him, you say it. You say it, God. And just like when anybody ever, Carlton, do a deal with you. If you tell Carlton something, and it's not a bad thing, because it's a good example. You tell Carlton you're going to do something, God's going to let you know, but you say it. He's going to let you know. And that's the way we should be in expectation of God. You know, God said that the body is sleep. Why is the body sleep? What does sleep mean? I found out sleep means you have no expectation of him moving. You just sleep. If he do it, he do it. If he don't, he don't. But he says he expects us to expect him to move. Amen?
Amen.
He's breathing in my spirit. Psalms 1118, 111, 8 says, they are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. Then Psalms, y'all just write these down, because I'm going to be pulling them up. 111:8. And then Psalms 51:10 says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. So what did he do? He asked. You got to ask God to do this for you. Create in me a pure heart. You got to ask him to do that. He ain't going to do nothing you don't want. God is a gentle God and he's a gentle man. He is not going to go against your will. If you don't want him, okay. He backed up. He's a gentleman.
Yes.
So you have to ask him, create in me a pure heart, God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And I have met people that have come and said, I want to be like this. I want this. I want this relationship with God. Okay, well, you ask him to do this for you. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 112:7 says, he will have no fear of bad news.
112:7.
It says, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Now, the other morning, I had a vision, and I tied this in. The other morning, I had a vision, and in the vision, I saw that the door with me, Mama, and Alyssa, my little cousin, was riding. Alyssa had the back door open while I'm driving. She said, oops, the door is open. And so she closed the door, but a man walks up on the side of the car or where I'm at, and he reaches in and he touches me on the back. But understand, the windows are closed, the door is closed, and how is he able to reach his hand in? When my mind was alert, I said, oh, this is supernatural. This is spiritual things here. This is what God said, spiritual. Then, and I believe God wanted me to know that, and I turned to him, I said, the blood of Jesus, and he backed up. Because you know the blood has power.
Amen.
Declared the blood of Jesus. So, and on the opposite side, a spirit says, it was a man, looked like a man, he said, I have sent cancer to your breast. I spoke cancer to your breast. And then I woke up. But the Bible says he has no fear of bad news. When I saw that, I was not afraid. My responsibility is to say, okay, God, how do I handle this? Because I know this is spiritual. So the first thing the enemy do, remember we have faith, the shield of faith that God fights out the blocks the fiery dart. That was a fiery dart that was being sent to me. But by faith, I have authority to cancel that assignment. So I just did it like this. And it shut that down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do that make sense? So even when you have a dream, don't be afraid. Because God is just showing you something. He's giving you the position to be able to deal with it. Because you have the authority. Okay, this is what's going on, God. I'll show it to you. Now, you pray. You got to speak it into the earth. You got to pray. You got to speak. You got to speak my word. Amen?
Amen.
So, I didn't have fear when I saw that. Because I knew I had authority in the name of Jesus. To cast that down. That it bear no fruit in the name of Jesus. When we trust God completely to take care of us, we will find that our other fear events of death, others such as fear events of death itself, will subside. If you think about it, do you fear death? I can tell you where I'm at now. If I thought about death, it's like, I'm going to be with the Lord. Because I know I'm saved, and I'm not afraid. I will be with the Lord. But God said he will satisfy me with long life, so he got to do that part first. You know, satisfy me with long life. Amen?
Amen.
It is not that I want to see anything bad happen, but sometimes stuff happens, And can you keep on going with your head up when something do happen? Now, I like it how Arvell handled it. Arvell said, well, we just go through, I just got to go through this. You know, after he went through his trials, he just said, well, he's in the hospital, I just got to go through this. I know this is just a trial, just something to go through. And God took him through fast. Remember what the statement was when we go through the dark places? It determines how you respond, how long you will be there. How you respond will determine how long you're going to be in the dark place. Amen. Psalms 119:5 says, oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. How do you know God's decrees if you don't read the word? You've got to be in the word. You've got to read the word. You got to make the effort yourself. We can't, nobody can make you do it. You got to do it yourself. Amen?
Amen.
The word of God says that in the last days, many will fall away. Now, we don't want to be one of those that fall away. Because the Bible already told us that many will fall away. And Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he will trust in you. Amen?
Amen.
Isaiah 26:3. Now 1 Peter 5:10 says, as the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So that means we got to go through something. He said a little while, not long. The something, it could be anything. The something could be concern about your child and trusting him when your child is wayward.
Yeah.
It could be about your grandchild. Mm-hmm. Trusting God that even though the child can be in a school that's not pleasing to you or whatever, but trust in God about that. That's still going through.
Yeah.
Going through don't mean just being sick. Going through can be any kind of thing. But God says while you're going through. 1 Peter 5:10 says, did I read that?
Yes.
Okay. It says, I said here also, what God has said to you will come to pass. Remember God said that I will watch my word to do what I sent it to do, and I will, and it will not return void. God watches his word, just like the vision he gave Arvell. He gave Arvell a vision of being a property manager, owning property, how do you say it? But God showed Arvell. That came from the mouth of God. Dreams and visions is God speaking directly to you, and when he speaks to you, it forms a picture. Just like when I'm talking to you, you begin to see something in your head. Oh, I got it. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, when God is talking to you, it begins to form a picture. And those are the dreams and visions. And so it comes straight out of his mouth. And so Arvell has saw what God said concerning him being a property manager. And God's word will not and cannot come back void. It shall come to pass. Amen. It may seem like it's taking forever. It may seem like it's taking decades. But it will come to pass because he said it. He will watch his word to do what he sent it to do. And it will not come back void.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And we got to hold on to that, you guys. We have to hold on to that. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You know when you give up, you just sabotage your outcome. And you got to start it all over again. So you don't want to give up. Keep on going. You know, when I first started walking with the Lord, and I said, God, I'm with you. We together, let's do this thing. And I went through my first trial, and it was with my best friend. And we ended up, God was pruning. And so he was pruning us apart, you know. And it hurt my feelings. You know, my feelings were hurt, you know, but I know what I had to do. And so I sat there with the Lord and I said, well, I'm still here. Let's go. I'm still here. I haven't turned away from you. You know, because of my friend, I haven't turned away from her. Then I go through another trial a few months or something later. And I remember sitting on the side of my bed. Well, Lord, I'm still here. That's holding on. That's being steadfast. That's not saying, well, forget it. I'm just going to go on and do me. That's not his will. That's not his plan. Because do you, it's going to mess up everything.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Isaiah 46:9-11 says, and you know what, one thing I said also on the radio last night, yesterday when I was talking, I said, now look y'all, I'm proclaiming what is written. I'm speaking what is written in the Bible. This word is true. This word is alive. Now, you might not see something happening right away, but this word is alive, it's working, it's piercing. And so this is what I'm proclaiming to you. I'm proclaiming scriptures to you, and this word is working. You have to go back, meditate over this, and meditate over this. Let this word build up in you. Isaiah 46:9-11. He says, remember the former things. Those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the ends from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey. From a far off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. And I say again, it's just a matter of time. Hold on.
Amen.
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 Now I got to read that scripture one more time. Isaiah 46:9-11. Holy Ghost, I ask Holy Spirit that you will begin to tear down every wall that the enemy has built up and that self has built up. I ask that they begin to be demolished. I ask that this word will pierce and divide through evil soul and thunder. I ask God that you will move mightily through this word, that your word of who you are will quaker in our bodies, in our hearts, in our soul, deep down in the bone, in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 46:9-11. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey. From a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. And again, I say it is just a matter of time. Amen. So just hold on. And you know, I think about my sister-in-law again, and I'm just going to read this story. I've told y'all about Nisi and then the bassinet and stuff playing and this and that. But I'm going to read it to you. Because sometimes I miss. Turn it on. Yeah. Sometimes I miss something that I'm supposed to tell out of the story. So I'm going to read this to you. push that button right there, power. Yeah. The story says, the story is about Niecy waiting on Grandma. She's in her playpen and she has her bottle of milk. This is us. She's in her playpen. We're here, we got a home, that could be our playpen. We've got our residence, wherever we are. She's in her playpen and she has a bottle of milk. She has milk. Our milk is the word of God. Mm-hmm. She has toys to play with, which has many bright colors to be appealing to her eyes. To our eyes, the different toys can be, we can represent speakers. Mm-hmm. We have different preachers that teach us different ways, mm-hmm. different ways that's different and appealing to us. Mm-hmm. And that comes from Daystar, or TBN, or YouTube. But we have something to keep us entertained, keep us, our minds occupied. We have it, it's there. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Now this also can represent the different toys that are appealing to her eyes. Can also represent the different promises. The collection of promises that God has given. You know, my collection is right here. Uh-huh. Of the different promises from God. And I have it to be able to go back and read it. And you know, sometimes when I look at the one with me and my son, and, you know, I have, let me show you. I know I've shown y'all this before, but this is me and my son. And I have all kind of promises on here of what God has said concerning me and my son. Mm-hmm. And God said he would be a joy and delight to me. Mm-hmm. And so on the bottom, you see it in red. Great is your faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I can open this up and I may not even read what God said, but I can remember, see this here. Great is your faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And I'll rub my hand. He's so faithful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can feel the love of God brewing in my heart. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, God gives you all kind of promises. And then he talks about the deliverance that my son would go through. But God has given me promises. Mm-hmm. And so I hold on to those.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, again, she has toys to play with, which has been many bright colors to be appealing to her eyes. Again, I say that could be different speakers, that can be Daystar, YouTube, things that's godly, mm-hmm. that's appealing to you. Mm-hmm. Or it can be the promises, the collection of the promises of God that has been written down and kept in your binder. I'm sitting at my desk working. Niecy is standing in her playpen looking at me. She wants me to come and get her so she can start. So she starts to jump up and down in her playpen. She also makes a sound that lets me know that she wants my attention. And she wants me to come and get her out of that playpen. But I am working, I say to Niecy. Sometimes we want God to move when we want God to move. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's given us everything that we need. Mm-hmm. And he's working behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. He's working. But we'll start making sounds, well, God, I'm tired of waiting. We make kind of sounds like that, mm-hmm. called murmuring and complaining. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then God may turn to us and say, I'm working. Mm-hmm. You're okay. I'm just working. And I said again, I'm working, I says to Niecy. Now keep in mind that she is doing just fine. Her pamper is clean and dry. She is neither sick nor hurting. She is not hungry. She has her bottle of milk. We have our word. She has her toys to play with, which has many bright colors to be appealing to her eyes. And it also can mean a collection of promises that have been written down to keep her in a binder. Now I can hear God saying to you today, when I get like Nisi, he will say to me, Deborah, it's okay. I'm working things out. Tanya, it's okay. I'm working things. Kim, it's okay. I'm working things out. Arvell, it's okay. I'm working things out. Carlton, it's okay. I'm working things out.
Amen.
Do you hear God say in your name?
Amen.
Do you hear God say in your name?
Yes.
Hear your name.
Yes.
Dolores.
Yes.
Dolores. I'm working things out. Manisha. Manisha. It's okay. I'm working things out. It's okay, Manisha. It's okay. I'm working things out. Do you hear God calling your name?
Amen.
Because he's working things out. Juanita.
Yes, he is.
Oh, Juanita. It's okay. I'm working things out. Linda. Linda. It's okay. I'm working things out. Do you hear God calling your name? Each one of you.
Amen.
Do you hear him?
Amen. Yes.
Do you hear
Amen.
Him, my sister?
Amen.
Do you hear him? He says it's okay. I'm working things out. So once I had completed my work, I then turned to Nisi, and my heart was drawn to just go over to her playpen. For no special reason, and just hold her, kiss her, and tell her I love her, and just look at her. And I could see myself, now I have money. Niece is a little bit bigger, so grandma can't pick her up like that. But I have her money. Remember, God carries us.
Hello.
And I just pick her up, and I just look at her. He's looking at you. His eyes are forever upon you. His thoughts concerning you are good. And I look at her, and I kiss her, and she has a thing of, she'll open her mouth because she want, that's a kiss. She's giving me a kiss. But it's okay.
Yeah, honey.
But I just go to get her just because. And what do you think God does when he lavishes love upon us? He does it just because.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Just because.
Amen.
So remember, this story is also about you.
Yeah.
This story ain't just about Nisi.
Yeah.
When Daddy let me sit down and I was sitting at my desk, he said, write it down. And I want you to go tell my people. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And to trust me because I'm working it out.
Amen.
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 May God bless this word. Father, I ask that you will bless this. I ask that it will not be choked out, God, but may this word continue to be on good ground. Holy Spirit, seal this word into the hearts of my brothers and sisters. Keep each and every person. Father, every person, let every single person feel that you have encountered, that they have encountered you today, and that you have spoken to their hearts. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Do anyone have a praise report?